Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Now.
Praise the Lord.
Now and forever.
Yeah. After a good breakfast and a little bit of gloomy day, we need some energy.
That's good.
Well, I would like to say this. Last month, by the grace of God, I got a chance to go to Holy Land.
Yay.
So that was really, really wonderful thing. And thank you for your prayers. You know, a really life-changing experience going to Holy Land. Just a small three things I wanted to share before I go to my teaching. The first thing I noticed, the Bible becomes alive. It's no more the same when you read the Bible. And the second thing, it really touched me, the places when we go, how meticulously, you know, Jesus was each place we went. The plan of God, it's only God can do that. The way God was planning each place, his look, his walk, everything is so meaningful.
Yeah.
And the third thing was, you know, I got a chance to celebrate the Eucharist inside the tomb of Jesus, the Holy Sepulchre.
Wow.
Only hardly we can get to scroll in, and you know, only two or three people can stay inside the tomb. So that was, I celebrated my mass, you know, not even my ordination mass like that. So it was full of tears.
Yes, wow.
It was really, really a moving experience. That is something, you know, I will always cherish, this life-changing experience. Okay. As we getting ready for the Pentecost, you know, we know that the two important gifts of Jesus' resurrection, we can never forget. The first gift Jesus gives us, peace. Peace was his gift. Now, when Jesus, we notice that when 33 years Jesus lived here on earth, Son of Man, the second person of the Trinity, 30 years of private life and 3 years of public life. And the 3 years of public life, Jesus went around to so many places and met so many people, did a lot of miracles. But not even once Jesus greeted anyone with peace be with you. If you notice in the entire Bible, not once Jesus greeted. There was a reason for that. And after the death and resurrection, the first thing Jesus said, peace be with you. You know why? The reason Jesus knew that the humanity is in the clutches of sin. So when you are in the clutches of sin, you cannot receive peace. Now, what did Jesus do on the cross? On the cross, when Jesus died, Jesus took our sins and Jesus washed our sins in the blood of his own blood. And then Jesus knew that now the humanity in the state of receiving peace, he washed the sins. So that is why Jesus said, this peace you will not get from the world. And that is the peace we can only receive from God. And the first thing Jesus said, peace be with you. You know, the word is used, shalom. The shalom, the word meaning is not, for our understanding, peace means absence of conflict. But in Jesus, when Jesus used the term peace, this is the well-being of a whole person, body, mind, and soul. There is a harmony in us. And that is the peace. That is, once we remove sin from our life, and that is only Jesus could do that, and Jesus did for us, and Jesus gave that peace. And that is what we needed today. And that is the peace only Jesus can give us. And the second thing Jesus did, he gave us the Holy Spirit. And this Jesus said, the same Spirit of God that was working in the life of Jesus. You can imagine the Spirit of Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from death lives in you, then he who raised Christ from death will also give life to your mortal, your sinful bodies by the presence of God's Spirit in you. Can you imagine that? The power, the same Spirit. Now, we all have a Spirit in our life. Once Jesus gave the Spirit remains all the time. Whatever sins we are, the Spirit is in us. But if we are in the status of sin, it will be a dormant Spirit. So now, that is what 1 Corinthians we read. Therefore, I tell you that nobody speaks by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So we all are here. We have the Spirit. That is why we say the name of Jesus. That is what, this Spirit we need in our life. Now, what happened at the time of Pentecost? The time of Pentecost, we read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 onwards. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now, another important thing that we noticed, the wind came where? The place in Jerusalem. Now, Jesus said to go back to Jerusalem and stay there. And Jerusalem is the place the cross was raised. Now, where the cross is raised, there the wind of Spirit comes. Now, the cross is now made it on a table. It made a table. That is the Eucharist. And the wind comes there. The Spirit comes there. The brothers and sisters, our life, if we are having trouble, problems, we need. Last week we had a retreat, and the retreat preacher was saying, he was so much speaking about the upper room where Jesus had the Last Supper. And when the upper room was in a chaos when Jesus left, they did not know. There was lack of clarity, misunderstanding. They did not know what to do. But when the Spirit came, they had an order in their life. It brought an order, life, enthusiasm, like they are overcome with the fear of fear. What was going on today? As we go from here, we need to ask the Spirit of God. Now, who can be help us to give the Spirit? Is Mary. Mary's intercession. Mary was overshadowed by the Spirit, and Mary will help us. So we needed to ask today, as we are going to celebrate the Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit that gave us peace and that will enable us to understand Jesus and all Jesus taught us, and the peace will remain always with us. Amen. Amen.